Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible, i.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy? This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews, and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation.
Okay. No, actually, I may delete that post right after I talk to you. This is not actually the right thing here. So yeah, I should delete. Okay, calling all consultant coaches, women entrepreneur, women leaders, who have multiple time or from time to time, deleted their posts right after posting or the next day because there were no views, no reach, no likes, no comments, and then panic attack. So here's my pro tip for you. I want you to revisit the way you treat yourself. So I've been working with a coach around business and mindset, and I actually work on myself that way because I'm not completely a foreigner to the feeling of wanting to hide and, you know, remove some stuff because I'm not satisfied with what I said, or maybe there is a comment, maybe I get some nasty DMs. You know, there is all the reason of the world you would delete a post, right? But here's what I've learned recently in that amazing training that I'm doing. Is that most of the time, the fear you have of judgment by others is coming from the way you treat yourself. So, and it's so interesting because I want you to spend time figuring out that the way you think about yourself, as soon as you see that there is nobody watching your video, is automatically probably coming from a fear of being rejected. And when you study a little bit about this, you see that it comes from past experience, from childhood, from things that, you know, you're not even aware that it happened to you. But then it participates to the fact that if someone doesn't reward you on social media, then you are bad or you are not good enough. And a good culprit for this is school. How we are marked at school. Remember that time? I don't know about you guys, but I come from France, and having good marks is really important to be an intellectual or nothing. I'm exaggerating barely, but it's, you know, as an adult, when you come from that background where you were identified to the marks you had at school, then, you know, if you don't have high marks, then you're nothing. This, you carry that. So, and I find that social media can do that to you. Oh, nobody's watching? By the way, hello, who's watching here? I love it. It doesn't mean that you're nothing or you're not enough or you don't do enough. So number one is this. Number two, I'd like you to craft your social media strategy around the idea that it is not about you. It's about the people, the beautiful people you want to bring to your world, to your kingdom, to help them transform their life, whether it's personal, professional, financial, spiritual, whatever. You are here to help them. So I know it's hard to be seen and to be heard, but the truth is that you never know who will see your content. And once you figure out that it's not about you, like me today, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to showcase, or I could show you my new mic, but who cares? But it's all about them, about the people you want to help, right? So it's your job to make yourself visible, even if it hurts. And number three, the game of social media is a slow and long game. It's like love. It's like any relationship. You need to get at it every day, every week, every month, a full life, right? So I'm Angélique Guinée here. I'm the founder of Social Media Love, if you don't know me yet. And in this video, I'm going to share with you how to deal with judgment, yours and others, and not delete your posts each time they tank or you think they tank, because I'm going to show you something. I'm going to tell you something. So let me explain. So the big thing I wanted to share with you is because I'm aggregating a bunch of examples and discussions this week in the last 2 weeks that just left me without any voice. So I come from a place where my community is very small, very small. And so it's easy for me to tell you, well, you know, it's very small. Don't worry. With small, you can do big things. Actually, you can, but I don't want you to hear. I want you to hear my other stories, because I was talking with huge influencers recently. And one of them that is really huge, she told me that she kills any post that has under 100 likes or 500 likes. I don't remember, whatever. And I'm like, what? Because it doesn't look good or it doesn't feel good. I'm like, really? So, and that breaks my heart. Like, how does that beautiful woman that is doing amazing job with her community think that she's not enough if only 500 people like her post, right? So whether you're a small guy with a small community or a big guy with a big community, that perceptions around who you are online is creeping at everybody. That's what I mean by you. And then the thing I want to tell you, coming back to my small community, again and again, and today again, you never know who's watching. So today again, I was told that someone, have a show called The Real Story Behind Her Business. That person saw the show, my guest, and now my guest is having a sales conversation with that person. And that person, I didn't know about that person watching my videos. And I don't have a lot of people watching my videos. Sometimes 40 people, sometimes 1,200, you know? And so you never know. So there is no excuse. If you can help one person, that's amazing, right? So I want you to think through this story, because it's like planting a tree, right? Social media is like planting a tree. It takes patience, persistence, caring for a continued period of time, and then suddenly it blooms, right? And you start seeing kind of the harvest, the crop of all those seeds you planted, how you nourish your tree. That's our work on social media. So before you delete your next post, I want you to make sure that you look at, I kind of wrote a full blog about this, because I really want to help you go past that fear of being judged around your content, because whatever you do is amazing and you need to start somewhere, right? So before you delete your next post or you avoid social media as a whole, I invite you to check my latest blog. I put the link in the description, okay? And there's even a bonus in it where you can see a bunch of post ideas, type of content, you know, from educational information, entertainment. Like, it's going to help you figure out, you know, help you go back to social media with a new lens. But here's the thing. It's not about how well you do on social media. It's about your mission. Remember why you started your business? you remember the vision you have of you in that business, like in a year, in 5 years? Do you remember that? The why you started your business is key. When you hit those, when you need to navigate that fear of judgment, of being judged by yourself and by others, right? At the end of the day, social media is here to help you build, you know, a strong influence. Don't doubt, it really is about this. It helps you to build your authority, because this is where you can share your expertise, even when nobody is listening or watching, because there is always people watching after, right? And it's also for you a way to be discovered year after year, right? With people who wants to work with you. Social media help you position yourself, your company in the long game, the long term. So I know it can feel very hard on some, you know, daily basis, but keep going, because you are here for the long game. And don't get me wrong, right? It's very scary to show up on social media, especially when you are positioning yourself, you say what you think, right? Especially when you start thinking of, oh, how this person gonna think about what I think, right? This is when it gets woo. And then the worst judgment you can have is your own judgment. Because I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure you do the same. We say stuff about ourselves that we would never dare to say to someone else, right? If you're not sure, just listen in, right? Next time you go live or next time you post or something, yeah? And the big thing is that I always say your mission is bigger than your fear. The fear is here to stay because our fear helps us to grow. This is a sign that you're growing when you feel that you have some fear about doing something new. So that's a good sign. So if you appreciate what I shared in this video, please be sure to tag one person, one friend, one entrepreneur who needs to hear this, because that might help them too. And I really want to help and support women leaders, entrepreneurs to embrace their fear of becoming visible, sharing their voice, their ideas, their stories in a way that feels good with leadership and expertise. On this note, my friends, I'm going to go. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.